Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so glad that you tune in. And I hope that all is well with each one of you. Just know, just like Jason Nelson said, he will love you. He does love you, and he will love you forever. Well, I'm going to begin with announcement until we get a few more callers in, and then we'll go on with the inspirational vitamin. Once again, you still have time to make your deposit for our annual trip to the Art Encounter in Cincinnati, Ohio, on June the 10th through the 14th. The deposit is $80, so you have another week that you can send in your deposit. I do need to get really and truly, not another week, it's this weekend, because I have to notify them how many people are going to be attending. We have a good turnout so far, but we need more seats to fill that bus. So please, if you haven't and you're thinking about going, please send in your deposit, because we do need to get that started and let them know that we have a certain number of people that have already made a deposit and you will be on board. Now, later on, if someone else wants to come, and because we need to fill a bus, they will just have to pay a little bit more than the deposit in order to be a part of the trip, because the deposit is really due, you know, really by this weekend. This is the last weekend to get your deposit in. And if someone else decides to come later, they will have to make that deposit plus that first payment that we indicated of $210. So they will have to add both of those things together. But just give me a call if there is some sort of situation that you need to work out. I do believe in making some changes if possible, because we want you to come along and join us on this trip. And we are all excited about doing that. And Valentine is coming up. Valentine is, of course, we know Valentine is the 14th of every of February. But we normally have we call it a Valentine's Day bash. It's going to be at my home. Want you to wear red and want you to come. It's going to be February the 18th. That's the Sunday after Valentine. Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. We will have lots of games and surprises and good food and good fun and good music. So we want you to come in your red. You can bring a widow, but I indicated on the text last week that I needed to know by the 10th. I do need to know if you are attending this event by the 10th. No, because we have to tell the caterer how many people is going to be here. And you can only invite one other person, and you can come alone. I do need to know, and I also, that room can only fit a certain number of people, so I do need a RSVP by February 10th. I think February 10th is sometime this weekend, but I don't know that, I don't have my calendar in front of me, but that is the deadline, an RSVP. Some of you have, but I need to know. I know some of you are probably waiting to see what your kid's going to do, whoever normally takes you out during Valentine. But we were trying to schedule it on Sunday versus Saturday. Saturday is the popular day that most people are going out doing things, so we decided to do Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5. So that's all the announcement. And what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about love, L-O-V-E. Does God really loves me? And I know sometimes we have a question mark because of the things that we're going through and the things that you think that God is allowing to happen to you. So why me? Why am I going through these different things? Well, I could have said that a couple of days ago, that something had happened in my house. But and sometimes you wonder, but I have faith. I didn't get upset. I just said next, you know, next in the sense of getting next of it being taken care of. And because if I cried about it, if I got upset, all I'm going to do is increase my blood pressure or whatever. And, you know, sometimes and like I said, we're human, and sometimes you wonder why these things keep happening, why the same thing keep happening over and over again. Well, I'm not saying why. I'm just going to work it out and deal with the situation. But let's talk about, does God really loves me? I'm going to go over a few scriptures with you. Not a whole lot, but I do have some things that I want to read that could be encouraging also. Does God really love you? Yes, he does. He never stopped loving you. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Going through these storms and these are the losses and the sickness and all that, he still loves you. I am, and you need to know that, reminded, because I know you know, reminded that God says, you are my child. In 1 John 3:1, it says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. We are his, we are the child of God, the children of God. So God definitely loves his children. God pours out his love to me through his Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5 says, And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Yes, he even gave us Holy Spirit to comfort us and be there for us. So, and I would like to tell you something about a puzzle. It's a story about a puzzle. Life is a puzzle where many of our pieces fit. Listen to this. Life is a puzzle where many of the pieces don't fit, especially at first when the puzzle is dumped in your lap. It takes a while to sort through the pieces, to turn them all right side up, to see the overall pattern, to spot the connection. Do any of you put together puzzles? I like putting together puzzles, but I have not done it lately. And I have one of our widows. She is excellent when it comes to, she does 500 pieces and 1,000 pieces, and she can do it in a few days. But I said I was going to start. I'm not with 500. I'm going to start out probably with 200 and see how well, and then I'm going to keep on. But that's something I also enjoy. I purchase, I normally get a few puzzles for my two grandkids and let them, they love putting together puzzles. And I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be keeping them during Valentine. I'm thinking I'm going to get them, I'm probably get the younger one the smaller number and my grandson a larger amount. Then I'm going to get one for myself and we're going to sit on the floor and just put together puzzles. That's going to be one of our activities for that weekend. But let's go back to the story of our puzzle. It takes a, just like I indicated, it takes a while to sort through the pieces, to turn them all right side up, to see the overall pattern, to spot the connection. I don't think God holds it against us when we can't understand everything that happens in this jigsaw world of ours. And you know, it's so confusing, especially at first, and especially because some of the key pieces to the puzzles are missing. And I know one of the pieces of the puzzle that are missing is our loved one. Maybe God wants us to do is to put together as much of the life's puzzle as we can and then trust him with the missing pieces. Think about that. However, he opens up wide the hole left in our theology may be as a result. The question changes from why, God, to I can trust you. I can trust him with all my unanswered question. Yes, we must switch those words from why, God. Woe is me. Why is this happening? What we need to say, can I trust him with my unanswered question? Yes, you can. We must. I think it's so important for us now to be quiet and meditate and let God speak to us. And if he doesn't speak to us right then and there, he'll find other ways to do it. He'll send a message to you in some sort of way to let you know that he's right there. He loves you. Just that one question. Does God really love you? Yes, he does. Just think, hit the rewind button. When you hit the rewind button and think about all those things that he's done in your life, it proves that he loves you and he still loves you. He's still there comforting you, walking with you through all of these changes of life, the jigsaw puzzle that we can't seem to understand. Getting back to some more scriptures, God wants me to call on him and to depend on him. God loves me and knows my need. Yes, he does. Psalms 13 through 14. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who lives on earth. He watches everyone, and that's including you. So he loves you. Jesus has great compassion for those who are hurting. Of course, Jesus does care about the pain that you're going through, or the problem that you might be having with your plumbing, your health, or our family problems, or maybe you're a caregiver. I mean, all of those things, he's right there. He cares about you. But also, it's so important. I went, I listened to a podcast or something, and they said how much it's important that the caregiver takes care of themselves, because you put so much into the person that you're taking care of, and you lose sometimes a little bit of faith, and you start thinking about, you know, I'm tired. But just knowing that God will help you through it. But it's so important that you take time for yourself. A caregiver is so important that you take time for yourself. At least once a week, do something special that you enjoy. You know, take off if you can, or go and order something you love to eat. Go to a restaurant, have lunch by yourself, or have with a friend or whatever. Do something special for you, because that's one way of God saying, I love you, because he wants you to take care of yourself. You know, he can find ways to send you, give you comfort and everything, but he can't make you take care of yourself, but that's something that you're going to have to do. So he's encouraging you to also take care of yourself too. And guess what? Come to the Valentine party next week. And that's one way of taking care of yourself. I hope that you'll be able to come and enjoy yourself. I'm sure you're going to enjoy yourself, because we have lots of surprises for you, and good music, good eating, and all that good stuff. So come and enjoy yourself. Take time and love on you, because God does. There's another scripture. Psalm 34:18, and that's one that many of you know and you hear all the time, and it's so true. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. He knows you're crushed in spirit sometimes, but I mean, sometimes we sometimes have to go through things that we don't want to go through. But we have to trust God. God sometimes allows things to happen so we can trust him. He wants you to depend on him. Pass your burden to him. But let me move on. We're going to talk about a little bit more about mourn. Mourn with those who mourn. This is something that someone said. There's another story. And this is what he said. I used to be one of those who never wanted people to cry, or himself. Now, I told you the story about me. I didn't want my kids to see me cry when my husband passed. I only cried when I was away from them. I would cry going to work and coming back to work, and I would dry my tears up. So I didn't want my kids to see me crying. But I was also told by a counselor, it's also good to let them see you cry, to let them know that you have feelings and you miss your husband just as much as they miss their father. And he goes on and said, I would change the subject or to try to cheer them up. It makes me sad to realize that I didn't help them by doing so. Now I don't change the subject. I just listen to the story. I stand beside them, cry with them, hold their hands. And you know one thing? It makes you feel better if you are get among someone who's going through something and they're crying. And when you're comforting them, it makes you feel better as well. And he goes on and said, I have learned that those who moan will be comforted. So I let them moan. I even encourage it. I understand that mourning is a necessary part of dealing with loss. That is so important. You have to let it out. It is not a weakness. It doesn't show weakness that you don't have faith in God. It's showing that you are human. Certainly, it was no weakness of the ungodly man who buried Stephen and moaned deeply for him. You know the story of Stephen in the New Testament, where he was part of Paul's missionary, and they stoned him and killed him. When I read that story, I also moaned for Stephen because it was so sad to what they did to him. Okay, it goes on. In fact, God commands us to show our grief, and it's best to let it out. James Fortune says, live through it. You got to live through it in order to get through it. Moan with those who moan. And that's coming from Romans 12th chapter, the 15th verse. Let me flip to that real quick. Let me see if I have it. No, I don't have that. Listed here, but let me move on. Certainly, it is okay. And then he continues to say, "I know I can't relieve the pain," and well, that's what God is saying. I know I can't relieve the pain, just like that, because you really have to live through it and go through it. You're going to experience it. It's important to feel it. But also know that there is no way to get on the other side of the pain except to go through it. So, yes, we must go through it. I know it doesn't feel good, but we must go through it to get through it. That's what James Fortune said. You got to live through it. And many of you who are seasoned widows, you know you have to go through it in order to appreciate the love of God, how much that God loves you. You won't have to question him, does God really love me? Yes, he does. And I know many times you will say, will my tears ever end? I thought that the faucet didn't have a end to it. I cried so much going up and down the expressway, I thought I would never stop crying. But one day, I stopped crying. The tears dried up. But it says, he says, weeping will turn to laughter. I know many of you said, when is it going to turn to laughter? How can I laugh about what I'm going through? Yes, you will one day. You'll be able to talk about stories about your loved one and with a smile, because there are lots of great memories. So just knowing that it will dry, your tears will dry up. But I'm not saying that all of a sudden, maybe a couple of years down the road, something might remind you of your husband, a music or anything, and all of a sudden you get teary-eyed. That's human. That's the love that you had for him. Weeping will turn into laughter, like it says. Those who moan will be comforted. That's what Jesus said. And one day there will be no more tears. And that's when we are there with our Father. And it's going to be where there's going to be no more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow. But we'll be good. I'll be happy where I don't have to worry about none of these things I'm dealing with now. But I'm not ready to go yet because I still have these little young grandkids that I want to be a part of their lives and see them grow up. But sometimes you get tired because you got to do everything yourself. But just know that God is there. He loves you, and he's finding ways to comfort you. When you can smile sometimes, or someone come and do something special for you, or make a phone call and call you, and I'm sure during Valentine, your family or friends going to do something special for you. And guess what? The next chapter of Widows Ministry is going to be doing something special for you as all also. So make sure that you don't forget to RSVP so we can get some numbers in and get enough food here so you will enjoy yourself. Well, we are going to show you how much we love you also. So this is where God instill in us and Sheila and I and the rest of the board members to show our love to you. That's ways that God is showing his love to you through people, through things. So just know that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. It's going to get better. Well, would any of you would love to do a testimony next week? I see lots of numbers that I, new numbers, as well as senior, seasoned widows. I am going to call you this week because I want some more testimonies so the new widows can see that God still loves them and definitely loves them too. So you'll be encouraging them to get through. Just like James Fortin to live through it, you will encourage them to live through it and knowing that there will be laughter. Weeping will turn into laughter one day. And that is all I have for you tonight. So if you want to do a testimony, and it doesn't have to be about your loss. It can be about anything because that's encouraging and information that we all might need. And if you have, you know that someone has a topic that is important. Now, one thing, has any one of you listen every Tuesday from 2 to 3, Emory Brain Talk? Emory Brain Talk is a wonderful webinar that comes from professional doctors and also doctors that are doing experiment and different things. That I listen to. I don't listen to it every Tuesday because sometimes I'm busy, but I try to do as much as I can. The beginning of the hour is he's called John Lewis. He gives you about 15 minutes of exercise routine, and then they come on with a special. Every week is a different topic. It's, a lot of it is about Alzheimer's, dementia, all different types of diseases and everything, but it's so educational and the things that you know. I've learned so many different things whenever. And you know one thing? I learned something. They only had 2 more minutes, but I'm going to mention this. They indicated last week that type A blood, you know one thing? I got to find out what type blood I have. I really don't, to be honest with you, I don't know. But if you know yours and you have type A, they indicated that type A, for some reason, you are, when it comes to infections and different types of, like the coronavirus and other type of infection, you seem to get really sick, sicker than normal, than other people. a type A blood. And, you know, I never knew that. You know, sometimes you wonder, why do I get so sick than the other person? It's dealing with so many different things. And you can also do different types of, let them do a type of experiment or research. And it's free. And then they will know if they will pay you to do some of this research. So if you want the information and the website, I can forward it to you. And you can register, and you can automatically get this this webinar every Tuesday from 2 to 3. And it is wonderful, wonderful and very great information about health. And they've been doing, and they sometimes twice a year they do it in person. They're going to be doing in person in at the Carter Center. That's where they normally have this big conference. Twice a year, and I went to it. So they're having another one in April. I'll get the date sometime in April, but it is a wonderful thing. So many people are there. I mean, thousands of people are there because everybody wants to, a lot of people want to keep informed, you know, of different things that they're doing and what causes this and what causes that. And like I say, it's, you know, Emory is one of the best hospitals, and like I say, they do a lot of research. So just know that I think if you're not doing nothing on Tuesday, but from 2 to 3, please text me, and I will email you the information so you can listen. You don't have to do it every Tuesday, but, you know, when you can. But it's so informative, and I learn a lot every Tuesday. They were talking about something today that I didn't care for. Some topics you don't want to hear about, but it's very informative. But that is all what I have for tonight. Next week, I am going to have someone to give a testimony. I'm going to try to give a testimony as often as possible, but I think that's very important. Then we're going to have some more speakers. But I didn't have a chance to get someone because I had some issues at the house. We've got an old house. House is pretty old, 30-something years old, 30-plus, things start happening. So I've been having some of those issues, but, you know, God keep blessing me, helping me through it and get people to help me with it. But thank God, he's a good God, and he still loves me, and he still loves you too. So be blessed. Have a great week. Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And we have another Tuesday before I talk more about the Valentine. So, but this weekend, by the 10th, I need your answer. So find out from your relative who's going to be doing something for you. Tell them to do it on Saturday instead of Sunday so you can be able to come here. Love you and good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling. The next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It all always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who would leave you is better that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. Can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
like
your time.